World Europa presents
Calling Europe, the first pan-European speed podcast.
All right, so welcome to our speed podcast again, Calling Europe, where we interview voters around the continent. Today I'm talking to you from the central office in Berlin, as we've launched a call for donations for our humanitarian campaign, Europe Cares, all over Germany to send aid to refugees on the Greek islands. As an interviewee today, we've got Anna Cavallo, who tuned in from Lisbon and who was nominated by Joachim Wilke in our last episode. Anna and I have met before when she was city lead of Volt Karlsruhe and I was city lead of Stuttgart, and she now moved to Portugal. So welcome, Anna. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Really nice to see you again. All right, so let's learn a little bit more about you in the profile first.
The profile.
So Anna, where do you live?
I live currently in Lisbon, Portugal.
Nice. And where were you before?
Well, before I was in Karlsruhe, Germany. It's a really small town, compared to Portuguese towns, it's not small, but it's a small town in Germany.
When did you join Volt?
I think I joined Volt in August 2018. And then I joined Volt Portugal at first, but I was moving to Germany. So then I entered Volt Germany more or less. And as you said, started my own city team.
Who is?
With Michael Votman and an Italian guy and Paulo. And I think Paulo is now in the German board.
Ah, oh, Paulo. Ah, okay, nice.
He's a Portuguese. Never forget that.
Nice. And Anna, what is your current job at Volt?
I'm now the Secretary General of Volt Portugal.
And what is your favorite place in Europe?
I think it's bad that I say this because I think it's Lisbon, because Lisbon is like the most beautiful city I know. So I'm glad to be here.
it's such a shame the last European GA didn't actually happen.
But I'm sure, I think it will be here again next year if all goes well, yeah.
All right, then I'm looking forward to that.
The three questions.
We've got three questions for you. One which was asked by Joachim Wilke in the last episode.
Question number one.
Joachim asked you,
Anna, what made you get involved in politics and in Volt Portugal? And maybe if I may add, what is your vision for Volt Portugal for the next year?
Okay, I think there's actually a lot of questions in there. So let me start with why did I start doing politics? And I think it's kind of natural, because when you're part of a community that is considered a minority, in my case, the LGBTIQ+ community, it's like your own life, it's politics, right? So your existence is politics. You holding hands with your girlfriend is politics. So naturally, as I live my life, I got into politics. And of course, you're going to notice how people treat you kind of differently, how the laws are kind of unfair to some people. And so when I started noticing those kind of things, is when I started being more interested in politics. So then why did I join Volt? Obviously, the first thing I looked at was what Volt thought about the LGBTIQ+ community, and I was very pleased, like, oh, okay, that's nice. And actually, it was an Italian friend who spoke to me about Volt. And so just the fact that I was living in Germany with an American girl and an Italian guy, and the Italian guy was already kind of part of Volt, and it was such an international environment that I couldn't be like, I had to, I know it made sense to have an European party and an European, you know, European laws, European community as it should be, and not just in paper as it seems to be right now. So yeah, I think it only made sense. And I was very happy when I joined, because immediately I went to the Amsterdam GA and immediately I met a lot of people from all over Europe. And I felt part of this, something that I was always part of, because I always felt kind of European, but to truly leave that was really cool. And yeah, after joining Volt, of course, I wanted to know what was happening in Volt Portugal. So I was always in contact with them. And yeah, when I came back, they thought that I had a lot of cool experiences, so they invited me to this role of general secretary, and I'm having fun now. What were the other questions? I think Joaquin asked more.
The second part was, what is your vision for Volt Portugal for the next year?
Oh, okay. That's complicated. Of course, it's not just up to me to define a vision for Volt Portugal, but I think I wanted to see it grow mostly in number of people, and I think we're growing fast. It's going all right. Of course, next year we will also have local elections in Portugal, so it would be really cool to see maybe if we can elect some people in Lisbon or Porto.
And bear in mind that it happens much faster than you think. And North Rhine-Westphalia approved it last week.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, we've been following what Volt Germany has been doing. And it's amazing. Like, in 2 years or less, you guys elected so many people. So yeah. We have a role model to follow.
Actually, this point brings me to the next question.
Question number two.
Anna, your Volt career started in Germany, one of the countries with the highest numbers of Volters and the most advanced city teams. You also contributed to build one of the most advanced city teams in Karlsruhe, which was really, really, really always very productive one. What key lessons did you take with you to Portugal?
Well, as you said, Volt Germany is one of one of the central vaults, right? Because it's so big and you've elected so many people. There's a lot of experience going on. I think what I've brought to Portugal from Volt Germany is all this experience of how to start a team, even though I did it at a smaller level when I started a city team in Karlsruhe. I think more or less the same can be applied at a bigger level for a country. Right, so I think Volt Portugal is now at those steps where Volt Karlsruhe was maybe when I got there. So it's just scale it a little bit bigger and you make a Volt city team, but a Volt country team. So I think the experience is really valuable. What I learned also with Michael and Paulo and Nico, they taught me a lot. I think that one of the things that it's really cool that I learned is also what is Volt, right? Because here in Portugal, maybe some people are really new to the movement and they haven't really been to GAs or something. And so I think that the way that I saw Volt in action in Volt Germany, so in campaigning, in just, I don't know, going to climate strikes and stuff like that. I think I really got the feeling of what is Volt and its irreverent side, the Volt ways of doing politics. And I think bringing it to Portugal can also be really valuable for us to seem more like a united party and not just, you know, Volt countries.
That's nice. Have you actually ever thought of creating like a partnership between Lisbon and Karlsruhe or something like that?
I mean, I've put Karlsruhe in contact with teams in Portugal, so I know they're in contact, I think, with Coimbra, because Coimbra is also it's a small town in Portugal and it's also a student town. So I think there's a lot of common things in there. So yeah, I've tried to do that.
That's nice. So that brings me to the next question.
Question number three.
How can our pan-European organization, Volt Europa, make sure the needs of all chapters, big like Germany or small like Portugal, are always considered?
Well, that's the difficult thing about anything that is European, right? How do you make sure the needs of all different countries and different cultures are being met?
But to maybe first start it in a certain place, do you have a feeling like the needs of Volt Portugal as a smaller party are less taken into consideration?
I don't have that feeling. I don't know if it's because we've had a lot of support from the European board. So the European level is like, we speak to them regularly and we participate in the discussions, in the decisions. And anytime we need anything, I don't think we've been let down. So I think the way that Volta Europa could actually help Portugal would be maybe I would like the European level teams. So the European level teams, I think they could maybe help us with a little bit of experience, a little bit of time, and a little bit of people, because I think the biggest problem in smaller countries is that we simply don't have as many people as Volt Germany, for example. So what happens here is that the same people are doing a lot of the work. Even though we have like 100 members already, it's too little for all we have to do. So you have a lot of people working a lot. So maybe the European teams could help us with that, like just guiding a little bit in the way, or even giving us some human power, you know?
Okay. And just out of curiosity, how much are you recruiting, or has through Corona, have you had the same difficulties that other city teams in Germany, for example, as I've seen have had, or how is the recruitment happened going on in your chapter?
Yeah, actually, I don't know if we got lucky or if we got unlucky. I still have to decide, but we were officialized as a party, an official party in Portugal in the middle of the Corona crisis. It was like this year in June. And so like the truth is that we got a lot of media attention, and we are still getting a lot of media attention. So we have been recruiting a lot of members. There's now I think we have more than 100 already, which is really good, like for what we had before. I mean, and we're talking about official registered members. Obviously we have around 400 volunteers plus members. So it's a little bit more than that. And it was a good grow compared to the past years. So I don't think we have a lot to complain, but I'm curious how it would be without Corona, because we actually had planned like, okay, a small campaign, like we had planned to go to the streets and do actions when we got officialized. And that couldn't happen. So I'm curious if we could have been better if Corona didn't exist. But I mean, we live in the reality that we do. So I think it was good. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you also made a great job. So thank you for all your answers, Anna. That was really super insightful. That's all we wanted to ask you today. Now we finally get to the part where you start asking some questions. If you first get to choose the next song on our playlist.
Your favorite song.
Okay, so I want a song by, it's a queer artist in Portugal. I mean, he was actually like the Freddie Mercury of Portugal. He's called Antonio Variações. Yeah. And I think I want to choose a song called Onda Morna, because it's really cool. It's about like getting your head into whatever you like doing and just like throwing yourself to life without feeling worried. And it's really cool.
Nice. You should definitely check out the rest of the playlist, because we've already got songs from other countries. And I think this playlist was really just a gold mine. Okay. And you also get to nominate the next interviewee, who has to be from another country and from different gender.
The nomination.
I think I want to nominate Daniele Latella. I hope I'm pronouncing his name correctly. He's very Italian. And yeah, what do I want to ask? So, Daniele, what is the moment that you felt the most you were part of the Volt European community?
Really cool. That was it. Thank you so much for your time and answers, Anna. Thank you, everyone who tuned in and listened to our podcast. You can find the podcast Calling Europe under its name on YouTube and Spotify. And you can find the playlist with all the songs, including Anna's one, on Spotify. Thank you so much, Anna. I'll hear you or see you someone again. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
That was
Calling Europe, a production of Volt Europa.